the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani. Who?
Eric Sinani.
That's right. The only one. True Sinani, baby. You're here on BBS Talk Radio again, yet another night, another week, in another year, 2024.
Yes.
I am your host, Eric A. Sinani, Eric Sinani, Eric Andrew Sinani, and I'm accompanied by the lovely on-air vocalist, Miss Bianca C., like the ocean.
Hi, Bianca C., that's me.
Thumb that in there. Do I try it again?
Bianca C., that's me.
There you go. Her fancy new high-end singing production mic, not for us TV radio people. We're not good enough to have that fancy mic. With us today, we have R-Dub, who is in the back doing some editing for an upcoming project. He's working with, in tandem, word of the day, in tandem, he's working with, I think he has Kenny and Dick there. And Jersey Thumbs Angelo is apparently keeping the peace.
Oh.
So we're here. You know, we've had an interesting run here. You know, shout out to everybody at BBS Radio TV, BBS Talk Radio. If you want to reach us, look at the ticker on the bottom of your screen. If you're listening at home or on one of the podcast platforms, you can get us at The Hostile Zone at BBSRadio.com, The Hostile Zone at BBSTalkRadio.com, or Eric at EricAndrewSinati.com, Eric at EricAndrewSinati.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, Patreon, Rumble, LinkedIn,
and Amazon, then
iTunes, Amazon,
Odyssey.
Audible, Odyssey, the whole Podbean, Podbay, go down the whole list. I think we're pretty much everywhere, and if we're not, let us know where we're not, and we'll work on making that happen. So, here we are, another day. How are you today, Miss Bianca?
I'm doing awesome, actually.
Yeah, how do you feel with your mic there? You're excited, right?
I'm in love with it. Yeah. I love it because you know why? Because you guys could hear my high notes now.
Right. You're gonna do the national anthem and everything fresh now with a new microphone
today.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, like that people would probably guess, oh, let's just like pause the high notes and like make or fake it. No.
And you know, folks, what's really fascinating here is that some of the production was unable to actually work with her voice. Vocals were actually not picking up the vocals, which we're kind of used to. We're kind of used to, but I was surprised. But
I felt like my vocals were too strong that it just blew out the speakers. But
you blew the speakers up. You blew the speakers up. Yeah.
You know, I could break a glass if I wanted.
Could you? Don't let's not have that on the air on the show. I don't know. You know, somebody might call in, one of the bots or trolls.
No, I'm not doing it on this show because then, you know who's got to clean it up? I do.
But no, we got our dub. We got our dub.
Oh, actually, no. It'd be easy because we have a handheld vacuum.
We have a handheld our dub.
Okay,
we have a handheld our dub. Who needs a handheld? I don't need a vacuum. I got an our dub. I got an our dub and a Kenny.
You'd be like, woo.
I got our dub, Kenny, and a Dick. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Anyway.
Oh, my God. What? We're sponsoring a freaking right. vacuum now?
No. Yeah, no vacuum. No vacuums for me.
We're not. Right,
no,
that's why I never said a brand name.
Yeah,
nothing,
no. Yeah, don't. So. I didn't put the brand name. I said we have a R-Dub, a Kenny, and a Dick. That's who's going to clean up. That's that. Is there anything else? I mean, come on. Anyway, so we've had an interesting year, and we're here for 24.
And yeah, happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Happy New Year, folks out there who are enjoying the show, whether you are watching live or you are listening live,
yeah,
or you're going to get us later on in one of your in your favorite podcast platform.
I thought you were going to say in your face.
In your face, baby! In your face! There it is. Did it make you feel better with that?
It did. It makes me laugh every time because it's so adorable.
That's good. Are you going to do an in your face in your mic there?
Yeah. In your face!
In your face.
In your face!
So, anyway, so it's been an interesting week. Unfortunately, you know, we had on, we have, you know, we have multiple shows. The show,
yes,
that our my show airs 7 nights a week, Monday through Friday on the West Coast at prime time.
Yeah,
it airs, and that's a brand new show, Monday through Friday. That's on an Angel Fire network,
mm-hmm,
Angel Fire Radio, which one of the stations is KKTC, but they're one of the big ones. And then that's Monday through Friday. At their time, their prime time, 9 o'clock prime time, their time.
Mm-hmm.
And that show is also airing on the weekends, reruns of the fan favorite episodes, I guess. And then we have our BBS TV, TV radio show that you're listening to right now. And that is every Monday, 7 PM Eastern.
Yes.
And that is a live show. So we have 2 shows today on Monday, and then the rest of the week, we have four more days of the week of brand new shows for those days, and then reruns on the weekend. That is the life that we are living right now.
It's tough, but we make things happen, so it's good.
Yeah, you know,
we do it all for you guys.
Yeah, we do. Listen, folks, we appreciate you. I also have, I've been talking about my book deal. Definitely that's done. We're negotiating some extras and stuff like that, but in honor of the book, there's going to be some free books to give out. Also with
awesome,
with the show, you can sign up to be a premium private member of the Hostile Zone. You can go there directly on BBS TV Radio's website and you can subscribe for membership. It is very inexpensive. It is less than a cup of coffee.
And less that gets than you a cup of coffee?
Less than a cup of coffee. And it'll get you the entire month of membership to the show. Now, the show is free. The show is on plenty of radio stations. It's on all social media that we named. It also airs on several other radio stations and TV stations, etc. And is in all the platforms. However, what you don't see and you don't get is when you have a premium membership, a concierge membership, VIP membership to my show, you will get freebies. We will be sending you free stuff. Guaranteed free stuff. There's going to be special deals for tickets, for shows. There's going to be other items that are going to be free, as well as special codes and coupons just for my members.
Yeah.
Plus you get original content that is not generally put out on the show. And
there's more.
I have my daily column, my daily news column, and my premium members, my concierge VIP members, will get an email with that before it finds its way on the internet. So you folks are getting the skinny right up front for less than the price of a cup of coffee. You cannot go wrong. The first freebie that we're going to send you pays for that cup of coffee 3 times over. So if you're not taking advantage, I don't know what you're doing, but you're missing out. Go on BBS TV Radio, go to the Hostile Zones page, and you want to sign up for membership. You do it. See what comes in the mail for you. Anyway, right, Miss Bianca?
Absolutely.
All right. So 24 is here.
I'm looking forward to that right? stuff, yeah. though, you know?
Cool. You know, so we got the I got my you know, my column. You're going to like. We've been doing some good exposés. Some new ones coming out. You should be populating by tomorrow, the latest, maybe even this evening. And then the books are coming forward. So we got great stuff going on. But anyway, 24 is here. And unfortunately, you know, we ran on our other shows, but we have to bring it up here, the school shooting.
Yeah, so sad.
Terrible school shooting, terrible. It was, you know, it was just uncalled for, another school shooting in Iowa. It's the third day in a row because the show is a nightly show. So we've been like talking about mental health awareness and cyberbullying and all of these things. And I guess we're going to kind of bring it up a little bit today. I want to put out a little bit of information because there's going to be a big rush to judgment on firearms. There's going to be a big rush to judgment on firearms because everyone, you know, obviously two people died at this incident. One boy was a victim, and the other boy, and I say a boy because he was a kid. He was the shooter, allegedly the shooter, and unfortunately he was killed as well, by his own weapon. You know, people are gonna be rash to judge firearms, and let's ban firearms. Let's make all kinds of legislation. There's going to be judges itching at the dime to legislate from the bench, and they're looking for a case that they can do something with for gun control. Here is the thing in this document right here. If you're watching, I'm holding up. It is the pocketbook, famous pocketbook. It's the Constitution of the United States. 2A, your Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments. Amendment number 2 is your right to bear arms. Now, with everything in life, Ms. Bianca, with everything, there must be a sense of responsibility, a sense of some training,
right?
Some understanding, some safety guidelines. You wouldn't go jump in a pool without understanding a little bit about how to use a life preserver, where the stairs are to get out. You may know how to swim, right?
Yeah, of course.
You wouldn't, you know, you don't drive a car without training or anything like that. So same thing with a firearm.
Same thing, yeah.
So why I say that, because it's a slippery slope. If you and somebody, whether anybody in government, decides that they are going to try to do something about the Second Amendment, it's a slippery slope, because if you do push an amendment to try to undo the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment, then we also have other amendments, which some may know or may not know, but I can tell you that I bet you enjoy your right to not have your person's place, property, and things searched by the government, unlawful search and seizure. Now, that would be Fourth Amendment. So the government would need to get a warrant signed by a judicial official to search your home, search your person, search your phone, your computer, or whatever. And it would have to be very specific on what it is that they were looking to do and why they were looking to do it and where they intend to look and what it is that they intend to find. It is very broad. It has a lot of pieces to it. So that's just one. Your Sixth Amendment, right? Your Sixth Amendment, Constitution Amendment, is your right to legal counsel. Do you want to lose that? Do you want somebody messing with that? Do you want somebody messing with your Fourth Amendment rights on what they can search and what they can't search? Because I know that that's been a battle with the Patriot Act and NSA taking text messages and everything else. So that has been a contentious issue across the board. So you want to do that, then let's throw in the Eighth Amendment. The Eighth Amendment, that is the no cruel and unusual punishment. It's your right to bail if you're in jail and you're waiting to go to trial or you're being detained on whatever the case is. These things are in, they are the bedrock foundational documents that are what make America, America. That was not the angle of what today's show is going to be, but I just want people to take a deep breath, breathe in through your nose. Children died. Children are traumatized. Absolutely. 100%. Hands down, there's a problem.
My heart breaks every time I hear a child.
It really does. It does for me.
Taken so young.
But let me give you some statistics.
I mean, any person, like, other than an adult, it's so sad. It's so sad that a young life has been taken. And
well, listen to this. So in 2023, and we're in 2024, 18,761 people died by way of a firearm. 18,761 people died at the hands of a firearm. This is excluding suicides. So this is accidental discharges, accidental stuff, accidental discharges, accidental shootings, and of course, homicides, etc. 18,761. However, interestingly enough, that is an 8% decrease since the following year. But on the flip note, people killed with guns in general. Mm-hmm. On the flip note, they have the K-12 school shooting database, believe it or not. It's a database that they have to track school shootings in the United States. Mm-hmm. Those numbers are a little different. They don't correlate the same as what I just gave you. So in 2021, well, let's see, in 2023, in school shootings, 20 people died in 2023 during a school shooting. 20 people.
Wow.
42 additional people were injured during school shootings in 2023. Mm. So in 2023, there was a total of 346 incidents of school shootings. 346.
Wow, that's
in 2022, it was 308. Now here's the big one. In 2021, it was 256. So from 2021 and to 2023, it's 100 incidents of school shooting more. It went from 256 to 346. You tell me what's going on.
That's a major increasing gap.
What is going on?
Yeah.
So Perry, Iowa is no exception. It's a very sad situation, but they are proof, just like all the other places, they are proof that it can happen anywhere, anytime. And I say on my shows all the time, you need to have a 360, 365. Mm-hmm. When I say it again, understand. 360 is your sides. One and two. 360 is a full circle. 180 is your front. 180 is your back. 360. So 360 degree, you're paying attention. Basically, this means you're looking. Your head is on a swivel. 360 all the way around. 180 to the front, 180 to the back. You know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And the 360 and 365, the 365 is 365 days a year. There's no day off when it comes to family safety, personal liberty. There's no day off.
Yeah.
Folks, this is serious. True. There's no day off. 365 days a year, 360 degrees on your head. Okay, so moving forward, that was what I felt like we needed to bring up. Now, it's the third day in a row. But also we...
well, it's good to be informed over, you know? It's never a dull moment to know about your safety.
No, right. You should, you know, safety is key. There are so many things for safety that you have to keep into account. I mean, you know, for instance, we were talking to somebody, and when you're a woman and you're putting your child in your car, let's say you're in a mall, you're in a shopping center, wherever it might be.
Oh, yeah.
When you're putting the child in the car, that is probably one of the most dangerous moments you may have, because your back is turned, your attention is focused on the child that you're attempting, who might be fighting you to get into the car seat, but you're focused on buckling him or her in properly, making sure that their head is adjusted and all cushions and blankets and binkies and all these.
Yeah, everything.
Everything is in there.
And then kid is like moving.
Oh, they throw something and you lean down. Well, all of that, while that's happening, your back is now facing somebody. Mm-hmm. And what's happening? Your door's wide open. Your doors are unlocked. Your back is turned. They can do whatever they like. They can shake the child. They can hurt you. And where are your keys? Probably in your hand.
Yeah.
So now they have access to the car, the baby, and you. This, you know, that's not...
You know what? You made me wake up just now. Maybe I should just place my baby in the car seat, close the door, go to the other side, go
get in the
inside,
car, lock
in the
door, and then strap him in. Yes, I told you this.
Yeah, and then you know what? It's even convenient, because if you're driving, then you're already on that side.
Right, well, and here's the other thing, folks.
Well, it's on my side.
Here's
you know
the other
what I mean?
Thing,
but like,
right?
Yeah, it's different for everybody. But for
and
me,
here's the other thing, folks. Yes, you need the baby. The baby seat in the car is very important. But if you're in Walmart or wherever you're getting your food, and you just put your child into the seat, you close the door, you get in the other side, you lock yourself in the car. Now you can adjust the baby and whatever, buckle him. Also, if need be, you can drive away. I'm not talking about, and please don't bop me and troll me. I'm not saying drive down the street with your kid not buckled in, but you're in the parking lot at Walmart, and if some weirdo comes up to the car, you can you're in the car, the car's locked, you have the keys. You can drive to the front of Walmart where everybody else is.
Yeah, that's the last.
Or you can move the car.
That's the last
You can move the car.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying drive the car, but you can move the car.
That's if it happens. If you see a guy there, then
it could be a girl.
Yeah.
It could be
a guy or girl. If you see a person there, then okay, safety is that you can, because you're still in the same spot. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. So, and if they're in the seat, you know, you can make that little bit of drive 20 feet, 30 feet, or even to the other side of the parking lot. You're not getting on the highway. You're not going anywhere. You're not going at any kind of speed, but you are removing yourself from a potential danger situation. Mm. You're removing yourself from having your back turned and your body exposed and your child exposed and your doors open, your keys. Put the child in, close the door, and get in the car. It's that simple.
I'm going to try the other method that I said.
That's
what
I just said, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't have to move the car. Obviously, it's not a good thing. But if you are in a bad situation, would you rather be in the car, right? And the child at least in the seat, and you can now get away if you had to, as compared to now something happens and you are now outside the car and your child is there and you have to walk away from your child to get in the car, the other side. You know, it's really not so much the angle of what we were going to talk about today, but so much stuff seems to transpire, and it comes up. And you know what? We keep it fresh. We're in your face. I'm in your face, carjackers. People that want to hurt women, I'm in your face. You know what? That's what we're here for.
You know what? I do another safety feature when I have the keys in my hand. I also put the keys in between my fingers.
All right, and your fingers, because so, it becomes a striking item.
I would say Puerto Rican side comes out. Right. If you're going to attack me, that's it.
You got that. Listen, you right. keep the keys in the middle, and the keys
I'm
in the middle.
I'm not going
there.
Down without a fight. I'm sorry. Right.
Listen, never go down without a fight. You know, and it's a very dangerous thing to talk about because.
Now they say Mama Bear's coming out.
because you say, well, you know what? Should I have resisted? Because maybe if I did,
no.
then it wouldn't have happened. Should I have gone along with what was happening and not fought back and I'm alive today? It's a tough call.
No,
and
but you
I'm
know
not
going
to be that guy.
If they
want to
hurt you, they're going to hurt you then, there or later.
Right. No, I agree. But you know what? I'm not going to get trolled or botted here and telling somebody what to do on there, you know, and then something bad.
It's how you feel. Like I said, like what I sang the other day. Jesus, take the wheel.
Right.
You know?
Right. Speaking of singing, we're going to take a short commercial break. Don't go anywhere, because I'll be in your face, baby, in your face. When you come back in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, Miss Bianca is going to hook you up with some vocals. Don't go anywhere.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Oh, hello, governor. That's right. You're with Eric A. Sonati, the Hostile Zone. Now, it's after midnight. You should be in bed, sleeping up, getting fresh on Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Hostile Zone. All right, governor? Cheers. Hey. I'm Eric A. Sinani. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Hostile Zone. Miss Bianca C, like the ocean, has got a beautiful new sponsored mic here, and she's going to enthrall you with her heavenly vocals. So give them something to remember.
Okay. Do, 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 do. Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm so crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. And then someday, you leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Well, what can I say on that? Wow, that microphone's treating you good.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Anybody out there, if you enjoyed that, that's even more reason to join our membership, Concierge yes. VIP membership, because you might get some free music as it comes out. You yes. might get some autographed things, some tickets to upcoming shows. This is why membership is important. If you want to reach out, thehostilezone at bbstalkradio.com. Thehostilezone at bbstalkradio.com. Eric at ericandrewsonati.com. Miss Bianca will be gracing us again in a little bit with another song.
I'd be glad to.
And then she's going to do her national anthem on her new microphone. So you're going to hit super high notes today for everybody.
Absolutely. You know we should name this microphone.
What is it?
Because the last one that
we had the dirty mic. Yeah, yeah. Dirty mic.
I'm still trying to think of a little nickname for this mic.
Right, right. Hey,
maybe if you have any ideas.
Yeah. I was thinking you should put some like pink fluffy on that.
I was going to Biancify it.
Yeah, Biancify it. Right. We've got spray paint.
Anything that I have, like I always girly it up. So in my way, I always say I Biancify it, like customize it for me. My name is Bianca.
Yeah, but nobody else wants it though. So, Miss Bianca,
yes.
Tell us. Let's talk a little bit. So you have been working on some additional songs.
I have.
So why don't you tell us where are you with that process and what are your thoughts? Where do you want to be? You know, all that good stuff. Like,
so far, I do have the lyrics complete. Now, it's just a matter of time that I just gotta like find the beats to mesh well with the melody.
Which song?
Hmm? A couple. Well, the Hostile Zone.
Oh yeah. The Sonata Hears You.
Yeah, Sonata nice. Hears You.
That's good. That's
I'm
good.
Gonna use my voice.
Use your voice. That's right. It's very catchy. Very, very catchy.
It is. Yeah. You know what? One day I was actually like cooking, and then all of a sudden, like it was too quiet, and then all of a sudden, you know, like when you just start like humming. Right. I started humming that all of a sudden. I'm like, wow, it's catchy.
I find myself, it's pretty damn catchy. I find myself, jigging to it a little bit myself. So, this week there's been a lot of conversation about Jeffrey Epstein again.
Yeah?
You know, about, all the people that were at the island. And some of
Epstein's private island.
Epstein's private island. Here's the thing. You know, there's a lot of people that were at that island, but I saw some additional photographs of people that were there. And, you know, I find it appalling to what I hear had occurred there. I do. I find that to be, you know, it doesn't get much worse than that, right?
Yeah, I don't think like everybody there.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Yeah. I'm getting there. Yeah. I'm getting there. And we're going to have a dialogue, you and I, about that.
Okay.
But I think that, like, you know, certain people that are there, you know, this guy was a name in the entertainment business. He hosted people. He had friends. You know, yes. Did people know of some of the stuff he did? Of course they did. Did people partake in it? Of course they did. Do we know for a fact who did? No. Do they, everybody in that picture or anybody listed on that flight manifest, for any of the flights that went there? Or do they deserve due process? Do they have the right to be considered, you know, not, you know, innocent until proven guilty? I mean, they do. So, you know, that is pretty much where we stand on that. But we are coming up on numbers crunch, and you got two songs to do. So move into your one song, then I'm going to close it out, and then she's going to close it out with the national anthem.
Okay.
So hit the highest note you can on this one. Make sure they know what it is.
Well, you know.
You're in for a real treat,
I'm really
folks.
Trying not to be shallow.
Yeah.
Right now.
Do both sides. Hit it real good. Real good up in there.
I feel like Lady Gaga right now.
All right. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Tell me something, boy. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for a change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. Tell me something, boy. Tell me something, boy. Are you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. And all the good times I find myself longing for a change. And all the bad times I fear myself. I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the shallow. In the shallow, in the shallow, we're far from the shallow now. Ho, ho, ho. Shallow, we're far from the shallow now.
Wow. Wonderful. And it went so long, we're going to move you right in. Woo-hoo. But before we do it, thank you. Another night at the Hostile Zone. Shout out to BBS Talk Radio. KKTC will be on there in a little bit. 99.9 on your FM dial if you want to follow us. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Rumble, Patreon. We're everywhere. All right, Miss Bianca, give us that national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in air. Get proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the
What can I say other than be back next week on the Hostile Zone, BBS Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't be late. Miss Bianca, close us out with that our lyrics. Let me hear it.
Use your voice, Sonata hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonata hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice, Sonata heard you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonata heard you. Use your voice.
And that's right, Sonata heard you.
Use your voice, Sonata hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonata hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to the Hostile Zone, because in Sonata's zone, I hear everything. Everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.